AKA Hidden Flair. You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian natural.
That just means Z and Afro.
Power FM 91.3 K
Stacy. The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Artabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More stakeholders expressed concern over Mondovita's withdrawals from PF private meeting amid its intergovernmental. Government owes 187 million kwacha to cash for work beneficiaries under phase 1 as 28 million kwacha released to pay those in Lusaka. In international news, South Africa strained ties with US face new tests, war games with China, Iran and Russia. And in sports news, AFCON Senegal first to reach semi-finals with narrow win over Mali.
And now, the Power FM News.
With our front end, we live news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Presidential hopeful Brian Amunduwile has booed out from the ongoing Patriotic Front, be a private meeting convened by the party's expanded council of elders, citing intimidation, lack of trust, and underhand schemes, which he alleged undermines the integrity of the reconciliation process. The conclave was a reconciliation process initiated to resolve the prolonged leadership disputes which have so far divided presidential candidates and supporters, deepening the cracks ahead of the August 13th general election. In his statement yesterday, Mr. Amunduwile disclosed that he joined the reconciliation process despite personal setbacks within the party, believing that all participants would set aside their past grievances and injustices to ensure they reach at an agreed position capable of restoring confidence among party members and other concerned stakeholders. And former Chifunavuli Member of Parliament, Ponde Mecha, says the withdrawal of Mr. Amunduwile from the PF conclave is concerning as it demonstrates another symptom of failure by the former ruling party to put its internal house in order. Mr. Mecha has told PFM News that the happening in the PF are concerning, adding that when senior leaders of the party cannot resolve leadership wrangles through a mutually respected internal process, it raises serious questions about their readiness to govern a nation. The former lawmaker noted that the withdrawal of PF from the center of the Tonti Alliance and now the seemingly collapse of the PF consensus points to the same unresolved problem, a failure of leadership culture and internal democracy in the opposition space. Meanwhile, Mr. Mecha therefore appealed to Zambians to avoid embracing political formations that have not yet demonstrated maturity, coherence and the capacity to govern themselves, adding that the country deserves leadership that is stable, organized and focused on delivery as opposed to one that is still trapped in endless internal disputes. Recently, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga cautioned that next year's general election could spark unprecedented political tension in the country if the former ruling party, the Patriotic Front, is not on the ballot, urging a quick resolution to the power vacuum in the party. He said his warning does not support the opposition, but a call for introspection to have a formidable opposition ahead of the 2026 general election for the good of democracy in the country. He said the ongoing leadership crisis within the Patriotic Front has weakened the party, which he emphasized should have been in the forefront to provide checks and balances to the UPND government, adding that the situation in former ruling party is concerning. 20 million kwacha has been released to clear part of the 87 million kwacha arrears owed to the beneficiaries who participated in the cash for work program under phase 1 in Lusaka province. Meanwhile, government owes about 148 million kwacha in arrears for cash for work countrywide under the phase 1, which it has pledged to dismantle before embarking on phase 2 of the project. And local government and rural development permanent secretary Nicholas Perry has assured Cash for Work beneficiaries that they will start receiving their arrears next week. Former Southern Province Minister Dr. Idifi Hamukale has accepted his nomination and appointment to serve on the World Agriculture Forum, WAF, as Supreme Council of the Forum, which aims to function as a global body akin to the World Economic Forum dedicated to advancing agricultural development on a worldwide scale. Mr. Hamukale, who is an agriculture scientist and economist, says he remains committed to the appointment and looks forward to participating at global stage. According to the letter of appointment, WAF Director of Communications Michelle Dennis believes that Dr. Hamukale is joining the council will not only strengthen the forum but also provide him with unparalleled opportunity to influence agricultural initiatives on a global scale. Ms. Dennis added that Dr. Hamukale's role and respected position in the global food and agriculture arena remains crucial, and that his insights and experiences will significantly contribute to the forum's objectives. Ms. Dennis stated that in light of the recent challenges facing the agricultural sector, including climate change and global food security, and changing dynamics of world trade and businesses, it has become increasingly vital to have a dedicated body that facilitates dialogue and cooperation among the key stakeholders. She therefore underscored that the World Agriculture Forum will work on global policy agenda, addressing the pressing matters as the forum envisions a transformative future where global agriculture is defined by boundless innovation, collective actions and dynamic growth, as well as unwavering sustainability. In international news, the participation of warships from China, Iran and Russia in military exercises hosted by South Africa could further strain the country's relationship with the U.S., which are already at an all-time low. BBC reports that News 24 reports suggesting that Africa is hoping to persuade Iran to become an observer rather than an active participant points to sensitivities over how the war games may be viewed by U.S. President Donald Trump. Vessels flying Chinese, Iranian and Russian flags have been seen sailing into South Africa's main naval base in Simonstown on the Cape Town Peninsula in recent days. The week-long drill got underway on Friday. It has been led by China and involves other members from an alliance of major developing countries, which when it was launched in 2006 was known as BRIC. It looks at acronym from its founding members, Brazil, Russia and India and China, when South Africa joined 4 years later, an S was added to its name. With the recent addition of Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, the alliance is now called BRICS Plus, and its aim is to challenge the political and economic power of the wealthier Western nation. Still in international news, as Uganda gears up for the presidential election, crowds took to the streets in the outskirts of Kampala to voice support for opposition leader and presidential candidate Bobi Wine. We take a short break and return shortly with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit icare.napsa.co.za and take full control of your NAPSA account. Whether you want to register your company or your employees, submit NAPSA returns or pay contributions, or you want to register yourself as a member, update your details, or simply check your account status. iCare has got you covered with convenience and reliability. Experience the future of social security today. iCare from NAPSA. Secure your future.
Welcome to NAPSA iCare.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Senegal booked their place in the semi-finals of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations after ending past Mali 1-0 at the Tangier Grand Stadium on Friday evening. The Teranga Lions' victory was secured by a first-half strike from Eleman Ndaye, while Mali's hopes of comeback were effectively ended when captain Yves Bissou